Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, Interior Secretary David Bernhardt issued a recent secretarial order on the Land and Water Conservation Fund, and Caitlin Glover, NCBA's Executive Director of Natural Resources and the Public Lands Council's Executive Director, says that ranchers are pleased that the order prioritizes input from local governments and leaders, which she says will help stop unchecked land grabs by our federal government.
We need to make sure that these acquisitions are specific, and if they are to be made, they must be for actual conservation value, not at the whim of a federal bureaucrat. But probably the most important part of this 7-page memo is the fact that Secretary Bernhardt, on one of the very last pages, said that a written expression of support by both the affected governor and local county or county government equivalent is required for the acquisition of land, water, or an interest in that land and water if an agency, a federal agency, is to use their federal LWCF funds.
And of course, the Great American Outdoors Act was signed into law back in August. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.